Hi everybody, this is Made by Mommy, and I've been seeing a whole lot of designs go up lately for pencil toppers. Now I myself don't really like pencil toppers because you can't get to your eraser without taking the charm on and off. So I've come up with this design that I'm calling a pencil hugger that you can create on your rainbow loom using just a single loom. And you can still erase your mistakes if you make any, and I make lots of mistakes, so I like to have my eraser handy. So to make your very own panda pencil hugger, you will need 53 black rubber bands and 24 white rubber bands, or if you want to make the panda another color, then 24 of that color. And for this video, I'm actually going to use pink for the panda because I know that the white is a little bit hard to see on film. So here we go. This chart, as always, will be posted at madebymommy.com if you'd like to print it out. And you're going to start with your loom set up in the staggered configuration. So those of you who have a loom different than mine, you should be able to follow along as well, since that's the most common layout for looms. And you're going to place your rubber band starting where the arrow is and then working your way across. And the first rubber band that goes on is a single black rubber band. Like that, voila. Now we're going to switch to the color that our panda face is gonna be. I'm gonna use pink so it's easier for you to see and because it's gonna look cute. I know my daughter will like to have the pink panda. So, placing from the center peg on the diagonal and on the next center peg, same center peg, on the other diagonal, like that. And then two down the middle as well. And that's how you get started. And now we're going to put three more pairs of rubber bands in a row. Over there. And then we're going to do it on the center too. Trying to keep them from getting twisted because it makes the result look nicer. And then three on the top also. Right there. Okay, so we've got our pink for the panda face, and now we need to do two in each row with pairs of rubber bands that are black for the panda's body. Slippery black rubber bands back here. And the center. And the last row too. And then to finish off the bottom of the panda's body, we're going to put two on the diagonal. From the center peg to the top, and the center peg again to the bottom. So now we're going to make the arms that the panda is going to use to hug your pencil. Starting from this corner, we're going to go all the way down the length with two rubber bands at a time. And I'd love to see you comment below if you think of places besides a pencil where your little panda can go. I always love to see the ideas you come up with for how to use the patterns. Okay, so we're gonna repeat that here now. Keep on going. I know it's a lot of rubber bands, but it's going to be so cute when it's done. So once you've made it to the end on both, you're going to take a single rubber band, twist and fold it over to have just a doubled over cap. And do that again here, single rubber band, twist and place back on. And now we need to add some extra rubber bands to make it easier to loop our ears. And for our ears, we're going to take two rubber bands and then a cap band that is tripled. You might want to keep a finger on it here like I am. You twist and wrap, and then slide it down because we actually want to do this with two rubber bands to give it a good big ear. So twist and wrap. So now there's two bands that have been tripled over on this peg. And we're going to repeat that for the other ear. So two bands. And then one, two, three times around with one rubber band. And we're going to do it again so that the panda has nice big ears. One, two, three. There you go. And now we just need the rubber bands that are going to go across the body. So for this first one, just a single black rubber band. You'll see this has already diagonal bands, so we're going up one from there and placing a rubber band around the three. And we're going to do that again on the next position. And then switching colors to the color you're using for the face. We're going to go around these three pegs. But for this one, because we want the bottom of the face to curve in a little bit, we're going to stretch it, twist, and double it over to give the face a little bit more of sort of a tapered chin. And for this last one, you'll see it has eyes on it. To make it easy to put on those eyes, before we put the band across, we're going to take our eye color and create a tripled over cap on the peg to the right and a tripled over rubber band on the peg on this side too. That. Then take your single band to place across. And then what we're going to do to get those eyes looped on is just catch them underneath here and bring it over the peg like that. And again on this side. Over the peg like that. Okay, and now looking back at our chart, all of the rubber bands we need are in place. So I'm gonna move this out of the way to help the camera focus a little better and we can get started. The first thing I want to do is get our ears on the right spot. So putting my hook in with the hook towards the plastic C shape so that I can pull back and catch just these two bands that are on the bottom. putting a thumb here to keep those caps from popping off before I'm ready for them to. Wiggling around so that I get it like that. And repeating for this one. Catching just those two bands that go forward like that. Then you want to put your hook in, put your thumb on it so you don't lose that ear, and pop that off. And then the ear goes up on the top corner. Right there. So that's one ear. And coming back to get the other one. Again, keeping my thumb on this so it doesn't pop off. And bringing it to this corner. Stretch so that's wide enough to get all those loops around the peg. Now your ears are in the right place, your eyes are in the right place, and we're ready to come down to the bottom. Now this one, those of you who like to skip ahead of me, you don't want to complete the whole looping. You want to loop only up to here for the arms, and then we're going to take this part off of the loom and place it here so that the arms are locked in. So I'll watch. I'll show you. You can watch. You can do it with me. So your cap band here is loose because it's only doubled over. Make sure you keep a thumb on it or it's going to slip up. And there you go. I'm working our way up. Again, always feel free to pause if I'm going too fast. You'll want to get yourself to this point where you've done the whole arm up to where it meets the body. And then once you've done that, keep your thumb here to keep that from popping off. And unhook your bands down here. That. And then you're going to rotate this around and place that cap band around this peg. And that's what's going to hug your pencil for you. We'll do that again on the other side. Keeping your thumb on this cap band so that it doesn't pop off on you. And going forward. Putting your thumb here again to keep this in place, and then grab this bottom one to pull your little panda arm off, and rotate it around, pulling that cap band open so you can put it over that peg. And that is where the pencil will go. But now we're ready to continue. You'll see here you have two rubber bands going this way and then two rubber bands going that. We're going to try and get the ones going this way first. You may need to look from the side to see exactly where those are. Bring those around and over the center peg. And we're going to repeat that on this side. Catching the two that are on the angle going to the middle. Like that. And now we can do these three rows just like you would do a triple single. So coming here, we want to catch these two bands bring them forward. And here. You see, I actually see a mistake I made before now. Do you see that black band there? That's part of the eye. So now that I've caught that, I'm just going to put this back here for the moment because I want to get that black band over. I had only done two of the three. Okay, so now it's good because now I just see the pink band. So I can come back here to catch those two and put them here. Like that, and back in here. And we've got this whole left side done. I'm gonna do the center row now. Okay, the center's done, and back to here. Again, looking for the bands that are going to go forward. Okay, and now we just need to do the top of the head. If you need to, again, pull those down so that you can catch them easier. If there's a little gap, sometimes that helps. You want to put your peg in the center of the ears and the pink rubber bands that came from the side so that you catch just these two and bring them up the center there, like that. And on this side too, separate these two down. And across. Like that. And then bring your hook into all these bands to catch just that one black band that's on the bottom. Bring it up the center. Take the second half of that band off. We're going to make a slip knot by pulling this half into the center of that half of the band and tug. But do not use this rubber band to try and remove your pencil hugger from the loom. It would break and you'll get frustrated and you'll send me an angry message. So we're going to instead use our hook to get all of those bands off of this peg. And there's a lot of them. But that way there's no pressure on just one rubber band, which would make it snap. Take off the ears. Then once you have that, you can use your fingers to pinch the whole top of the head at once. Like that. And there you have your pencil hugger. We can add this one next to his friend. You'll see there's the little holes for the arms. I hope you liked making this pencil hugger charm with me today. If you did, make sure you subscribe to my channel so that you can be notified when I post additional pencil huggers like this guy. He'll be coming up soon. I also already have posted videos for other animals like Xylee the bear and the rubber duckling. And for those of you who just love pencils, you can even make a pencil charm. This one won't write though. And we have a pencil grip as well. So like, subscribe to be notified when I post additional videos, and comment below to let me know any ideas you have for additional charms, and let me know what you thought about this one. I really love hearing from you. Thank you so much for watching, and happy looming!